USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden claims global dynamics have shifted in the past few years. Delivering a virtual speech to the annual Munich Security Conference, Biden says democratic progress is under assault in many parts of the world. He argued that democracy is essential in addressing evolving global challenges.
And I believe that every ounce of my being, that democracy will and must prevail. We must demonstrate that democracy can still deliver for our people in this changed world.
The president also planning to tour Pfizer's manufacturing plant in Michigan today. Millions of Texans are no longer in the dark, but other problems seem to be worsening. Boil water notices are in effect for millions in the Lone Star State as the water isn't safe to drink. People who've gone looking for groceries or bottled water say lines are long and the shelves are mostly bare. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The fallout continues after the riot at the Capitol last month.
U.S. Capitol Police say the Office of Professional Responsibility is investigating the actions of 35 officers working the January 6th Capitol building incursion. The office also noted 6 officers have been suspended with pay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
Viral videos of some Capitol Police officers raise questions about their actions during the occupation. More than 250 people have been charged so far. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bitcoin has surpassed another historic level as its market value tops $1 trillion. According to CoinDesk, the cryptocurrency hit the milestone in morning trading. It later rose to a new high of nearly $55,000 per coin. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
We got the same boy. The people I own.
Prince Marky D, one third of the famous 80s hip-hop group The Fat Boys, has died suddenly on Thursday in Miami, Florida. A cause of death is pending. Prince Marky D was 52 years old. The fastest rover ever has landed safely in a crater on Mars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
After a 7-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever, Perseverance, touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The astrobiology rover was first announced by NASA in December of 2012. The Perseverance rover's design was derived from the Curiosity rover, and it uses many components already fabricated and tested in addition to new scientific instruments and a core drill. The rover also boasts 19 cameras and 2 microphones, allowing for audio recording of the Martian environment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.